Hello, I am Ligia Huben. Thank you for joining me on my first episode of Transforming Grief. If you are here, it is probably because you are experiencing a loss. If that's the case, I accompany you with all my heart. And I want to share with you that this podcast was born out of love. Yes, I tell you that it was born out of love because we experience such great pain because we have a great capacity to love. For many years, I have given seminars, accompanied clients, and written books about grief. However, being able to connect in this way is very special because it is direct. It is, at the same time, intimate, and I want you to feel that way. And in this place, we will speak of grief frankly, openly, and with our hearts. That's where we want to go, with an open heart. Because grief is a topic that we often avoid in our society. Moreover, the issue of experiencing the loss of a loved one, sometimes it is avoided because many people want to take us away from that space of pain. They cannot see us there, so they want to remove us from that space. And they make comments that, you know, with their best intention, but many times they do not help us. Actually, later on, we will have an episode precisely talking about those comments because, you know, it is so common. It is so common. It happens a lot when people make those comments that don't help us. That's why we're going to be talking about that in an episode exclusively about that. Now, for the time being, I want to remind you that in this space, we will be able to talk about grief frankly, because I will not only speak to you as a thanatologist or as a person who has specialized in grief and loss. No, I will also speak to you as a person who has faced great losses in her life and who knows grief deeply. Because I don't want to stay only that, you know, that space of a thanatology that I studied, or that I have studied grief on the texts and I know about the process of grief because of the books I have studied or read. No. I want to talk to you from my heart as a bereaved daughter, because I have lived grief to the fullest. And that's why in this space, I'm going to talk to you so intimately, because I want us to feel identified in the space of grief, knowing that what unites us is the love we feel for our loved ones. And also to remind you that we have internal resources that can help us make possible that internal transformation. That's really important for us to remember. And because I want to be so open about my grief, I want to also share my story with you. We all have a story. I'm going to share my story. How I got into the field of helping others when facing the loss of a loved one. I lost my dad when I was 12 years old. It was a sudden death. And this great loss marked me for life because this was what inspired me to make my life mission to accompany and help the griever in those moments when we feel that we cannot move forward, that it is not possible to move forward without our loved one. And I tell you with all my heart that although it hurts us so much, we can. In the book that I dedicated to my father's memory, Transform Your Loss, Your Guide to Strength and Hope, I introduced the 11 principles of transformation. This is like a methodology, like a guide, because I wanted to give tools to the griever to help them in that process. Because the principles go beyond grief. They also help people to find meaning and purpose in life after loss. So I introduced those principles when I wrote the book first in Spanish back in 2007. And who would tell me that in the year 2020, when I lost my beloved mother, those 11 principles were the ones who helped me heal from the inside out and transform my grief into personal growth. I share it with you from my heart, because that's what happened. And it began, you know how it began? Precisely with living my grief. Not ignoring it, not putting it aside, not pretending that it was not there. No, on the contrary, I lived my grief fully, totally present. And I believe that is the first step after loss. Because when we make, you know, grief, and when we live grief to the fullest, making every single moment ours, and we are totally aware of how we feel, then we can start our process. And that is why we are having this space, precisely to talk with an open heart, talking about this topic that, as we know, is often avoided. However, it is a right to live our grief, is a right, and even to transform it. And that's why, through this space of love, I want to accompany you and validate you in your grief, reminding you that we will walk together in this process, knowing that love is eternal.